Don, I live in Connecticut, unfortunately.
The People's Republic?
Yes.
Yes.
And our governor signed a law. In fact, I texted you about that and you texted me back and said it's insane. But they passed a law here that prohibits owning the African Big Six. And by the way, Big Six means something entirely different than the legislators in Connecticut. They added giraffe to it. And I'd never realized that giraffe was a Big Six animal, but I guess.
It's not, but these are the same people that wouldn't know the difference between a trigger and a muzzle, a broadhead and a field point. They don't know, but they're writing laws about this stuff because, it's close enough and they feel like to their uneducated and uninformed audience, it looks like they're doing something,
Or an AR-14. I think I've heard that
Yeah, the
recently too.
AR-14. I don't know what it is, but I want one.
So hunters that live in blue states like me, we feel like we're under assault, from the hunting regulations and just the attitudes. And now, I mean, they actually tried to make it a felony for me to own a lion or a leopard, which is just insane, right? With all the mayhem that's going on and people are getting out for, all sorts of things, and they're going to come after me for having taxidermy. So my question to you is, in 2021, can you be a hunter and still support the Democratic Party?
I don't think so. I mean, they've made it pretty clear. I mean, again, just look at what's going on. Look at the priorities. And again, you got to be able to differentiate between sort of, what you see out there in the news, because you got to remember, between social media, between mainstream media, I mean, the Democrats have a $1 trillion multi-industry component basically doing whatever they can to cover for them, to pretend like these things aren't a big deal. But like, the becoming attack on the Second Amendment, it never ends. And it's not going to, because no one's had the guts to actually stand up. I mean, I think that's what my father brought that was different. It was he was just willing to say, "Hey, this is ridiculous." I mean, again, if it was 700 and 1200% overflow crowds of children in Obama's cages down at the border under Joe Biden, not a problem. When it was Trump, they utilized the same things. There wasn't the same level of crisis. It wasn't an overflow situation, and yet there was outrage. I think it's difficult to support people who are just seemingly against freedom, right? You see what they're doing in New York State with vaccine passports and all that stuff. And again, if you want to get it, great. I'm just against people mandating the government telling you you're going to do these things. And we've seen over the last 18 months, man, people are really quick to just give up on their freedoms to trust some again, bureaucrat. Can people credibly look back on the decisions that Anthony Fauci made over the last 18 months and say, "Oh yeah, he nailed it," or like, I can't think of one that he actually got right. Maybe in his emails they were right, but certainly not what he was saying on national TV. Certainly not what he was implementing into law. And so if you start looking at that, it's hard because I mean they seem to be the anti-freedom party, but more importantly, they're honestly the anti-America party. I mean, if you're at the border, you can come in with COVID-19 and be released into society, but in New York, you can't go to work, you can't go to a restaurant, you can't go to the gym without showing a vaccine passport. I mean, American citizens in America are being treated like second-class citizens in their own country, and like, that's not an opinion. That's like objective fact at this point, based on the fact set that they're presenting us. You see what's going on in Afghanistan right now. Oh, no, we got out 30,000 people or whatever the number is. Yeah. Only problem is 6% were Americans. The British, the French, the Germans, the Dutch, they're sending in special forces to do individual rescue missions to save their citizens. They're saying, "Well, we can't do that." No, we can do it. We just don't have the will to do it. There's a difference. We certainly have the capability of doing it. You can ask any of my friends that are operators. They're sitting there like, "Hey, like, put me in." We don't have the will. And there's a difference. So, when I look at the Democrat Party and I see the attacks on free speech, I sort of say, like, man, it's almost like there's been a role reversal, not on some of the bigger points, but on the notion of civil liberties, of freedom. There's some stuff that the Democrats are really happy to give up right now, and are very happy to take that would have outraged, Democrats 30 years ago. They would have been, up in arms. ACLU, another perfect example of, some of the stuff that they're doing. I mean, obviously, this has nothing to do with hunting, but I think it has to do with sort of a general mindset. There's been a really dynamic shift about, within the party, and I'm not even sure some people within the party actually see that, which is also crazy.